We are going to head up way up north. Well, just about as north as you can go and still be a U.S. citizen. Casey Wagner in the Nietzsche area. Casey, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I am doing fantastic. I had to look on the map to see exactly where you are. And you're right up there, aren't you? How many miles are you from the border?
Our farm is about a mile south of the Canadian border, and we're about 20 miles west in North Dakota. So we're way up in the northeastern corner.
I gotcha. But I don't know why. I was thinking, I knew Nietzsche was up north, but I didn't know it was that close. And I'm not that far from you. I'm only 17 miles from the Canadian border at Langdon. We're broadcasting over here today. So I'll probably be waving at you driving by as I'm going over to I-29 later today. So how's life been up there? Have you guys had some moisture this spring? Are you guys dry? You're probably one of the weird spots, but what's it been like this spring?
It's been good for the most part. Everything is going into moisture in the soil. We're not as dry as other areas. We haven't had a whole lot of rain right now. They're talking rain coming in this weekend, but if the wind keeps up the way it is, we are at risk of drying out. But so far, we're doing okay.
Have you guys been battling through? Now, yesterday was a beautiful day, so you probably were getting a lot of stuff done, but it's been windy this week. Are you guys plowing or, I guess, battling through the wind and continuing to plant, or are you like some that just don't want to deal with the 40, 50-mile-an-hour winds? Because it's strong winds today.
It is strong winds. No, we've been planting every day this last week, wind or not. We just kind of adjust to it as we go. And I'm on the tractor right now planting some oats. So
it's
still going.
Well, Casey, I don't know if I've had a chance to talk to you before or your husband, but tell us a little bit about your farm. And is it a heritage farm, or tell us a little bit more?
I farm with my husband, Bill, and you spoke with him before. He was on the North Dakota Corn Utilization Council. It's a third-generation farm. My husband, my father-in-law, and then my husband's grandfather has started the farm. My father-in-law has since retired the last couple of years, but he's still very active in the farm. And Bill and I have taken kind of the reins with it, and our 15-year-old son, Logan, helps a lot where he can. And we farm about 2,000 acres, roughly corn, oats, soybeans, sunflowers, a little bit of dry beans, depending on the price.
Sweet.
So that's kind of
what we do. Yeah, let me ask you about your 15-year-old son. I just like to ask the question. Obviously, he's got a lot of choices in his life of what to do, but is he shown an inkling to want to continue on the farm, or he's not sure yet?
He's still figuring it out. He really enjoys farming. He has a lot of interest. He likes building things, manufacturing. He really likes being in the tractor, and he's out learning with us every day. He's helping, learning how to plant. He's our main grain cart driver, and this year I think I'm going to try and get him in the seeder tractor and in the combine a little bit.
Yeah,
and get him a wide range of experiences and see what he would like to do.
Well, I tell you, I grew up out in the country, and life, I love the life, and especially as a kid, you get to drive a little earlier. I don't know if people are, you know, saying too much, but you know what I mean. It's like, hey, can you move the tractor? Hey, can you move this? And might be a little younger, but gosh sakes, you know, that way when they get behind the wheel or whatever, they know what they're doing already by the time it gets to be that driving age. So it's a good thing.
Yes, he's a huge help, and we can have him move things. It's, when he's not around, we miss him very much so.
Absolutely. Casey, when did you guys start planting? Has it been a few weeks, or have you get relatively early? Or?
Well, we're a no-till farm, so we started roughly around the 1st of May. Everybody else was kind of going before us, but it takes our ground a little bit longer to warm up and also dry out enough. The neighborhood has been going pretty much strong since the last week in April, so we weren't one of the first ones, but we're definitely...
You're in the ball game.
In the middle there, so.
Yeah. As far as no-till, I'm starting to see that a lot more. Is there a lot of farms in your area that are doing the no-till?
There's more than it used to be. We were one of the first ones that kind of transitioned the majority of our farm over to it, and now we're 100% no-till. We started in 2017. Everybody else said that it couldn't be done this far north, but they do it in Canada, and that's a lot farther north than we are.
Yeah.
There's been more and more people that have been starting to do it. It definitely, you can drive by and you can see the no-till farms versus the conventional tillage. They each have their pros and their cons, and it's definitely a different management style and a different way that you farm them and you raise your crops on them, but it works.
Yeah. Well,
when it's windy like it is today, we don't have near the erosion that the conventional tillage does.
Absolutely. That's one of those big reasons to go down that route. And I was through the Devil's Lake area, north of Devil's Lake, and there's a lot more no-till in those areas. So
yeah.
it's amazing how it's getting adopted. I do want to ask, and I don't know how specific or if you had any issues, but high input costs have been a story that I've run into along the way, and it has affected especially fertilizer prices. Well, you know, gasoline or diesel prices are what they are. A lot of folks, you know, try to pre-buy that, but same with fertilizer. But I have heard some stories now that the high fertilizer prices have caused some changes. Even one telling me that they planted just a little bit less of some certain things that demand more fertilizer just because they didn't want to go have to buy more. So have you heard any stories there, or has it affected you guys at all with the high prices?
Oh, absolutely. If you have a farmer that hasn't been impacted by that, I'll be surprised. It's affected every decision we've made on the farm this year, and I'm sure with everyone else, it's affected all of their decisions as well. With our no-till, we're able to cut some units of nitrogen, so it helps with our fertilizer usage, but it's still a huge problem on our farm. Availability is an issue. We do a lot of top dressing throughout the season rather than putting on a lot of dry fertilizer since we don't incorporate it into our soil. And so we do a lot of liquid, and the availability in the summer is a concern for us. The price of cost is astronomical.
Yeah,
and
it is crazy.
With margins being razor thin, if not no margin at all, it's huge. And it'll make or break a farm depending on if you can grow a crop with reduced nitrogen, with reduced fertilizer, or if you aren't able to. It's a huge, huge problem.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure I'm not educating anybody, but I talked to one farmer, and he had his fertilizer, but he ended up needing more to the tune of an extra like $6,000. It was really, really kind of throws a wrinkle in the budget.
You know? Oh, it does. And if you had the finances to be able to lock it in early last fall, you might be all right. But if you didn't have the budget to be able to do that, it's definitely painful this year.
Did you get any of that quick shower with these 50-mile-an-hour winds? There was a little band of rain. Did that get you, or did that miss you today?
The other night we got a little bit of a shower, quite a bit of a lightning show. I was out in the tractor at that time, too.
Okay.
And it wasn't enough. It was enough to basically settle the dust for a half a day, and then the wind came up, and then basically the rain went away, and we were able to get back in the field and continue to plant.
You got to be one of those areas that probably more than anybody, or at least close to it, need rain. So hopefully you guys will get it on Sunday and Monday. Casey, I'm out of time, but appreciate you jumping on today, and say hello to the family and good luck up in Nietzsche, and we'll talk to you maybe later this summer.
Thank you. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Casey Wagner.